Praise the Lord today.
Boy, you know, every time we show up, it looks like the same people are here because we're so persistent. And today, I want to talk about the persistence of the saints. You know, to be persistent is something. Also, perseverance, endurance, steadfast, immovable, single-minded as the body of Christ, and stable. And the reason I say stable is because when you know you're doing something that is going to be a dead end, something that just doesn't work anymore, you just don't be you can't just be immovable on that. You have to know when to stop. So you have to know when to persevere and continue and when to stop. If something is of God and something that the Lord wants you to do and to do His work, that's when you move on. That's when you're immovable. That's when you're not shakable. That's when no matter what happens or what the devil throws at you, you keep pressing on. A lot of times you're not the most qualified, you're not the best, but you're going to make sure that job gets done. You're going to make sure that what the Lord has asked you to do, you're going to do it. You will continue through all odds, no matter who beat you down, no matter who steps on you, no matter what names you're called, no matter who tells you you're wrong, you will keep moving until you complete what the Lord wants you to do. That's perseverance. That's persistence. There's always somebody more qualified than you in your mind. Most of us, we think, Lord, isn't there somebody better qualified than me to do this job? Isn't there someone, Lord, that sounds better, looks better, can speak better? There's somebody there that's better than me. I know there is, Lord. But that's not what the Lord wants. He chose you for a reason. He chose you to do the job that He wants you to do. He wants you to move on. He will give you all the tools. He will give you everything you need to do what He has asked you to do. He just wants your obedience and being persistent. That's what the Lord wants. Persistence. Look at Moses. Lord, I can't speak very well. Lord wasn't going to argue with him. After a while, he said, well, you got your brother. We'll use him. Persistence. Look how many times they had to go back to Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. They kept going back, didn't they? They didn't just go hide in a cliff somewhere behind a rock and say, Lord, send somebody else. He's not listening to me. They went back. And every time they went back, there was a chance that they could have been executed. They could have been killed right on sight. But they kept persisting. They kept doing what the Lord has sent them to do. And if one thing we have in the body of Christ is some persistent people, we always fall down, but we get back up and we keep moving. We got to keep moving in that direction. We got to not stop. We can't stop. We got to do what the Lord has asked us to do. Like it says in Ephesians 6, verse 18, and this is the NLT version. I like this because it's very easy to understand. And it's got all the words of the King James. Just moved around. Pray at all times and on every occasion in the power of the Holy Spirit. Stay alert and persistent in your prayers for all Christians everywhere. That's Ephesians 6, verse 18. Stay persistent in your prayers. You know how easy it is for the Lord to tell you, hey, pray for somebody. Pray for my people. Pray for the people being persecuted. Well, then you go in your prayer closet, you go somewhere and you pray. You do what the Lord tells you to do. But then you stop. Well, that ain't what the Lord wants. He wants you to be persistent. These people need prayer every day. And we're going to talk about a few of them here in a little while who are being persecuted. There's always brothers and sisters in Christ that are being persecuted around the world. There's always children who are being molested, who are being beaten. There's always kids that need our prayers. There's always children. They're innocent. We need to be persistent in our prayers for these children, for these persecuted brothers and sisters. You know, sometimes we moan and we groan and we think we have it hard. You hear these stories about people who've been chained up for years, people who've been stuck in people's basements, locked up, people who have been persecuted, they've been in prison for years, and maybe we knew about them 5 or 10 years ago, but then we just don't hear about them anymore. Well, you know what? Most of them are still there. Most of them are still there because they won't turn away from Christ. They're still there because they're innocent and the devil is just attacking them, wants to persecute them because it's the Lord's children. We need to be persistent in our prayers for these people. We need to let our love turn into compassion through prayer. I like what it says in Romans 2:7. He will give eternal life to those who persist in doing what is good, seeking after the glory and honor and immortality that God offers. Amen. It's persistence. You can't just stop on what you're doing. How many of you have decided you're going to go for something? You're going to achieve a job. You're going to achieve something in school. You're going to get a degree. You're going to get a car. There's something you want. You want to get a house. And you want a family. You want all these things, right? And you're very persistent in trying to achieve these goals. You're persistent about trying to get out of debt. You're persistent about maybe making a relationship with a husband, wife, brother, sister, girlfriend, boyfriend, somebody better. You're persistent. You try. You work at it every day, right? Something that means a lot to you. Well, we need to stay more consistent in our prayer lives because the Lord can fix all these things. The Lord is the one who's in control, not us. And every day that we try to pull the control from the Lord is the day that you fail. You can't do that. You got to be persistent with the Lord. That's why the Lord needs to come first in everything you do in your life, no matter what the situation is. The Lord comes first. Always put the Lord first.
Amen.
Then everything will work out. The only thing you have to do is be persistent in your prayer life. Through prayer, everything can happen. Everything. We have to be immovable no matter what attacks us, no matter what is coming against us. Because as long as we're immovable and we're persistent, the Lord will always be there. The Lord will always answer your prayers. The Lord will always guide you. The Lord will always hold your hand. The Lord will always give you the words to say. And the Lord will never leave you.
Amen.
In James 1, verse 2, to 3. Dear brothers and sisters, whenever trouble comes your way, let it be an opportunity for joy. For when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. Endurance, persistence, perseverance, steadfastness, all these things are the same. The Lord loves every one of us. He loves us so much. And whenever we give up, there's nothing worse than someone who gives up. There's a guy at work right now. Smart guy. Every time he has a procedure, he'll never take that procedure and go try. He always wants someone to take him by the hand and show him. That is very aggravating. There's another man at work. He'll take the procedure, he'll go try. When he fails, he'll try again. When he fails, he'll ask for help. That's the way we need to be. When we fail, we get up. We say, Lord, help me. Help me carry on. Help me through this situation I'm going through. That's the way we need to be. The Lord doesn't want to see anyone give up and not be persistent. It's very aggravating to us, and I'm sure it's aggravating to the Lord. He wants you to move on. So many times He's told a lot of people, you know, no, stop your crying. Get up and move. This is what I want you to do. And everyone that we know of, everyone we've always been taught about in the Bible, has always been persistent, the ones who are successful. They get up and they move. Can you imagine being put in prison, hanging upside down, being beaten, being ridiculed, being stoned over and over again, and then getting up and then going and doing what you were told not to do? What the people told you not to do, which is preaching the word of God, but you go and do it anyway? That's persistence. No matter what happens to you, if you're persistent, you will overcome. You'll be an overcomer. And the Lord will be there. But just because someone tells you not to do something that you know God has told you to do, just because you don't do it, that doesn't mean all your problems are going to go away. You're going to have more problems, because that ain't what the Lord wants you to do. You've got to do what the Lord wants you to do. You got to be persistent. If not, you're going to go backwards, and you're going to have a lot of problems. A lot of things will happen to you. In James 1, verse 12, and I love this one. God blesses the people who patiently endured testing. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him. Amen. Who doesn't want a crown of life? Anybody raise their hand? Who doesn't want to live every day with the Lord? Who doesn't want to be with the Lord and have no problems, no hatred, nobody slandering you, nobody walking all over you, nobody telling you that you're not good enough? Who doesn't want to be with the Lord and not have to deal with all those things? Not me. But you know, most of the time we find ourselves asking ourselves a lot of questions. And probably, might not be in the exact words, but a lot of time that question is, who am I? Who am I? Who am I if I can't lift a brother and sister up to the Lord for prayer? Who am I if I can't help others who are in need? Who am I if I can't get down on my knees and pray to the Lord for all the children who are being persecuted, all the little kids that are being tormented by evil people? Who am I if I can't pray for all the brothers and sisters around the world who will not renounce Christ and could die at any moment? Who am I if I can't move on and do what the Lord has asked me to do through every situation? Who am I? That's a question that we always find ourselves one time or more in our lives trying to figure out. Who am I? Because if you don't know who you are, how do you know where you're going? How do you know how to help someone if you don't even know anything about yourself? What would you do in a situation when it comes down to you dying or living? Because you love Christ or you don't? When somebody says, we want you to denounce Jesus, right then that question comes up. Who am I? What am I going to do? Is my life on this world, is it worth it? Is it worth renouncing Jesus? It's just some words. It doesn't mean anything. I'll change my mind later. After the situation's over, and there's been a lot of Christians who've done that, who escaped the blade from cutting their heads off when they went from Islam, and they said, denounce Jesus. And right away, they denounced Jesus just so they could live another day. They thought it was just words. Well, to them, maybe it was just words. But again, who am I? Who am I? Who am I to show compassion to someone? Who am I to help someone in time of need? Who am I? Does the Lord listen to me? Do I really matter? Who am I? Well, the Lord says, you're His sons and daughters. The Lord says, You have power to move the world, to shake mountains. You have power to help anyone who's in need. Ask me and I will do all things for you. That's who you are. You're stronger than any devil. You're stronger than any evil that comes your way. There's nothing that can stop you if you're moving and doing what the Lord has told you to do. Because of Jesus, because of His Spirit, you have the power. We can be persistent in all things. We don't have to be the best. You don't have to be the best in anything you do. You just have to be persistent in what you do. You have to be persistent in praying every day to the Lord. You don't have to say, and first of all, who says somebody has a better prayer than you? You don't have to be the best in prayer. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as someone saying a better prayer than you. The Lord knows what everyone means when they pray. You say it the way, the Lord knows you. He knows your dialects. He knows everything about you, the way you speak and what you mean. He knows it. You have to be persistent. If we could just all be persistent in everything we do, we would never fail. And that's anything. That's anything. That's all things we can be successful in. But the Lord needs our persistence in prayer. If you don't give up, the Lord will use you. He will pick you and use you for so many things. So many things. Because the Lord knows you will not give up. No matter how hard you get beaten, you will not give up. That's what made Paul one of the best in the Bible, spreading the gospel. He didn't give up. Look how many books in there are written by him. Look at all the messages we have from Paul. He wasn't always the best. He didn't give up. He was pretty persistent to me. He's pretty successful too. A lot of places, a lot of Gentiles, he turned to Christianity. He turned to Jesus. Only because he wouldn't give up. I can't even imagine being chased town to town, lowered down a rope, trying to escape my death and doom, and then get up and go do it again. That's persistence. So when somebody comes to you at work, and they're making your day a living hell, at least you think so, are they really? Are they really making your day that bad? Can you really wake up a day and say, this is the worst day of my life? Can you really say that? What are you going through that you cannot overcome? What are you going through that the Lord will not step you through, step by step? What are you going through that's so horrible that day that it makes you feel like it's the worst day in your life? Somebody die? Somebody close to you? Somebody is... treated you so horribly, you're going to get fired from your job. I mean, is that really that bad? At the moment, it seems like it. But that's only because at that moment, we've lost faith. That moment, we have not realized in our life that Jesus is in control and not that person who's making your life a living hell that day. Jesus is the one who's in control. If you lose a job, the Lord will find you a new one. Amen. You have to have faith. If you have unshakable faith, if you're persistent in your prayers to the Lord, He's going to take care of you. He's going to meet every need you have. Not that person. I can't meet all the needs of my wife. I can't meet all the needs of people I work with. My boss can't meet all my needs. The Lord meets all my needs. The Lord moves people around. He'll have people saying things to you that you wouldn't believe. He'll get you promoted, and later they'll realize, I don't know why I did that. It won't matter. It's up to the Lord.
Amen.
I've had bosses look at me and say, well, I'm just waiting to see what so-and-so saw in you, you know, and saying it negatively, right? I've had people say all things to me before, all sorts of things. So you just kind of look at them and just kind of, okay. Because really what they say, you might as well get it out of your mind. Because it don't matter what they say. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. If you know you're doing what is right, You're being persistent in what the Lord has told you to do. It doesn't matter what all these people think about you, what they say about you.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. Because they're not the one who's going to judge you one day. They're not the one who you're leaning on, or you should be leaning on. That's why so many people in the world today are having so many problems. Because their job is their life. Their house is their life. If that, you see people committing suicide all the time because they lose some money in stocks. You know, it's like, I just lost all this money, and all of a sudden they feel like dying. It's the worst day in their life. Is it really? There's a lot of people I know who've had worse days than me. I know people that go do dialysis every day. I know people who have cancers. I know people who go through a lot of problems. So how dare I think that this is the worst day in my life? How dare I think that my little situation is so bad and I'm so miserable that I'm going to let it beat me down and make me feel like a good-for-nothing person? And it all goes back to, who am I? Who am I really? Am I someone who's unmovable? Or am I someone who's going to faint in the first problem we have? Lord can't use fainters. They're on the ground. They're passed out. You can't faint the first sign of trouble. You got to remember who you are. You got to remember who Jesus Christ is. You got to remember all the promises we were given. The Lord has never lied. Every prayer I've ever prayed, at one time or another, has come true. It's happened. The Lord has moved. There's not one prayer that I've been praying for over a period of time, right, because there's some new prayers I got now, that I can't see the Lord moving in. The Lord has taken over every situation because I've been persistent. I never have given up in my prayers. I will always pray for things until I see something happen. Pray until something happens.
Amen.
Because I know who I am. I'm a son of God. The Lord listens.
Amen.
He said this. I take it in faith He meant that. So because of these things, I know who I am. Who are you? What are you going to do in time of trouble? It's not easy. It's not easy. We find ourselves all the time in situations where everybody around us is treating us horribly. I've seen it. It happens all the time. And it's always, usually if you see someone being treated horribly, you'll find out they're a Christian. When you see somebody being treated in a way that you're thinking, I don't know why people are doing that to that person, you know, they're really nice and they're always a good worker and they do this and do that, and but they're always being, you know, the boss talks bad about them, and mostly you'll find out that they're a Christian. If not all the time, I'd be surprised if it wasn't all the time. Why? Because the devil is trying to move you. The devil moves us off of our path so many times, it's unreal. He'll put every kind of roadblock in front of you. He'll do everything he can to you. He'll make you miserable. He'll try all sorts of things. But you know what I say? I say in the middle of your being miserable, man, it could be hailstones hitting you in the head. It could be the house that you don't have anymore, the shack you have falling down on your literally falling on you as you're praying in the rain, jobless, familyless. You have nothing. But you know what you have? You have the Lord. That's when you look up and say, Lord, I love you. And the devil is not going to take you away from me. And I'm not leaving you because the devil is trying to make me. I love you, Lord. That's what you need to do. That's where you need to be. You need to be in a position that no matter what happens to you, you will always love the Lord. And you will do what the Lord tells you to do. And you will be persistent in your prayer life and persistent in all things for the Lord. Because the glory of the Lord comes through the persistence of the saints praying. The Lord moves through prayer. He didn't say, just pray one time. I don't think I've ever heard the Lord just say, you know, Terry, pray one time for this persecuted person. The Lord says, pray. That's kind of a word that just continues to me. I hear that word and that means pray. Every day I'm going to pray. Multiple times a day. Anytime I can think about it, anytime I think about it, I'm going to pray about it. And if I find myself not thinking about it, I'm going to write myself little notes. Pray for so-and-so. Pray for this person. Because the Lord said, pray. And right now, there's a few situations. We have this brother who's in Iran. He's a Christian pastor of a church of 400 people in Iran. Well, he's been arrested some time ago. He's been given the death penalty. And you know the only thing they want him to do is say he doesn't, that Jesus isn't his Savior? That's all. That's all this man has to say. And they say, we'll let you walk out the door. He won't do it. He's got a family. He's got children. He won't do it. I think he knows who he is. I think there's not a doubt in his mind who our Savior is. I can't even imagine. I don't want to be in his situation. For I pray to the Lord that I'd be the same. Under any circumstance, if the Lord is first in your life, in any circumstance, you will not give him up. Just for somebody else's pride, just for somebody else's goals or whatever they're trying to make you do or trying to look good themselves or trying to beat Jesus down. He was already scolded enough when he was on the cross. But this man won't do it. He's been given the death penalty. They're hoping, because they're trying to make it so public, that they'll let him loose and hope. And I pray to God that they will. But I also pray, Lord, you know, if this man ends up really getting the death penalty, that he won't have any pain when he dies. And that his family will be taken care of. And their family will see him as someone who is an example of how they should be instead of going the other way. The way the devil would want you to go. Like, you know what, if he didn't love the Lord so much, he'd be alive today. Well, he might be alive temporarily. But without the Lord, we're all dead. But we need to pray for Brother Yusuf, is his name. And it's so sad, you know, I've posted articles everywhere of him and his family, and it just kind of breaks my heart. But the power, the strength that this man has because of the Holy Spirit, I'm not giving up the Lord. That's what he said. I'm not denouncing the Lord. And to some of us, it's only words.
Yeah.
There are so many people out there that need prayer. So many people. I wrote on Facebook yesterday. I wrote a few things, and then I said, if anybody needs prayer, just, you know, write me a message, and I'd be happy to pray for you. And this lady writes back. Her name's Angela. She says, please pray for me. I've had some things I need God to work out in my life. Also, my aunt and my cousin all have medical issues and are in need of prayer. How many people do you know like that? How many people do you know that say that they need the Lord to do something in their lives? I know quite a few. And you know what they need? The first thing that they need? To be persistent in their prayers. Sometimes I hear people saying, you know, I need prayer for something, and people say, okay, I'll pray for you later or whatever. Right? Why don't you pray for them right then? As soon as I was reminded, and it was funny because I was reminded, because I knew about Yusuf. I've mentioned him about a month or two ago when he got arrested. But I forgot about the guy. I did. You know, I prayed for him a couple of times. But I mean, it's not a very common name to me. And amongst the other people I pray for, he dropped through the cracks. How horrible is that? I felt ashamed, and I asked the Lord to please forgive me for not praying for this man more. Because I want the Lord to do something. I want the Lord to stand up and help this man. But let's pray for Yusuf right now. Lord God, Lord, we ask you to help this man. To please deliver him, Lord God, from the hands and the clutches of the devil. Lord, we ask you for his release. We ask you, Lord God, for him to, because of his persistence in prayer to you, Lord God, and his unmovable faith, we ask you, Lord God, to do a miracle in his life, to release him from prison, to help his church grow, to let everyone there that have seen what he stands for, to want what he has, to be unmovable like he is. We ask you to make him a person that everyone wants to listen to, because they know that he has something greater than they have, and that's you, Lord. We thank you so much, Jesus. We thank you so much. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to help us have the same faith, to help us be unmovable as Yusuf is. We ask you, Lord, to let us get all of our priorities in order, and to let us know that you are the most important thing in our life. There's no one more important than you, Heavenly Father. Amen. And that because of us following you and doing what you have us do, everything will work out. I don't care how bad the situation seems, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we ask your mercy on this man. And we ask this to be the start of a huge movement, Lord God, for you in Iran. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And Lord, right now we pray for Angela. Lord, we ask you to reveal yourself to her. To let her know first that you are there. And to move in this woman's life, Lord God. And to show her anything that she's done that you want her to repent for. And we ask you, Lord, to comfort her. And right now we also pray for her aunt and her cousins who all have these medical conditions, Lord. Lord, we're asking for a miracle in these people's lives, a miracle that they will know that only you have fixed in their lives. Something that everyone will say, without a doubt, that came from God. There's no way this could have happened without the Lord. That's what we want, Lord God. We want your glory. We want you to have your glory, Lord God. We want you Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for listening to us today. We know you're here, Lord. Every time we show up, you're here. And we thank you, Lord God, for making us or helping us be able to be here today. We thank you, Lord God, for helping us be persistent. And we ask you, Lord, to please lead us in being persistent in all things that you want, not just one or two. But thank you, Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We all have things going on in our life that make us want to stop what we're doing. I always hear people say, you know, if I had to do it all over again, this is what I'd do. Everybody in the world has said that. But you know what? We don't have a chance to do it all over again. We can't go back in the past. We got to stop living in the past. We got to stop looking at the bad things that are going on in the news and letting it beat us down. We can't let the things of this world contaminate us. We can't do this because it brings you down and makes you want to stop what you're doing. You got to keep persisting. You got to keep moving. You got to keep moving towards our goal. which is to be with the Lord, and to help everyone around us also be with the Lord. That is our goal. I don't want to be the only one in heaven. I don't want it to be only 1,000 people in heaven. I want everybody to be in heaven. All the sinners, all of us alike, every one of us, even the people I don't want to work with, even the people I don't like very much, I want them all to be there with me. Because why? Because I love them. No matter how much I don't want to be around them, that doesn't mean I don't love them. And I can't see what the devil is slinging them around or what the devil is doing to them in their life. But only through persistence and prayer will you be able to see that. Because the more you pray, the more the Lord will move in your life. You want to see miracles? Be persistent in prayer. But as our persistence grows, and through prayer, so will the miracles in your life. I guarantee it. I've never seen it go the other way, ever. Spend more time with the Lord spends more time with you. How much of the Lord do you want? I know where I want to be in my life. I know what I want to do every day. You know what? My job, I have to do it. I do it the best I can. But that's not my life. It's not. The Lord's my life. I go to my training class, and we're sitting there, and there was 8 of us there, 2 men from France, 1 from England, the rest from different parts of the United States. And I'm sitting there looking at people, wondering, is this man saved? Is this man saved? What's this person going through? What's happening in that person's life? Right? Thank God I had my recorder, because I don't remember half the stuff the instructor said, right? I'm listening, but I'm not. My mind is on the Lord. That's what I want to know. Because when it's all said and done for, when it's all done, it don't matter if you're a doctor or a lawyer, it doesn't matter what you did in your life for a job. You're either with the Lord or you're not. Most important thing is for people to be saved. But I would like to give everyone an assignment. An assignment that only you will know if you complete, and the Lord. The Lord will know. Anybody that tells you that they're having a hard time, anyone who tells you that they have a problem, pray for them. Pray for them. If you go to the bathroom, you go to your car, you go on lunch break, go somewhere and silently pray for them. You don't have to pray for 5, 10, 20 minutes, an hour. And every time their name comes up in your mind, pray for that person. No matter who it is. And if it's somebody you just can't stand, somebody that you have harsh feelings for, ask the Lord to forgive you first. But pray for these people. We need to start moving more in prayer. We have to start moving more in prayer. The time is getting short. The time is getting very short. The only reason we've been given all this time is because the Lord wants as many people in heaven also, more than we do. That's why we've been given more time. So the Lord asked us to pray. So pray for everyone. Pray for them. Don't stop. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But let's praise the Lord right now. Praise you, Lord. Lord, thank you so much. You're so holy, so wise, so wonderful. We love you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we know, Heavenly Father, that you're there every time we need you. You're there. You carry us. You watch us. You give us things to say, Lord God. You teach us. You comfort us. You do all these things, Heavenly Father. And we want to thank you for that right now. You're so glorious, Lord God. May you receive all the glory and all the honor. We love you so much, Lord. We can't even tell you how much we love you. Thank you so much, Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We love you so much. We know, Lord, we can never tell you how much. But we should always try. Praise your name, Holy One. Praise your name. Praise your name. Now right now, to yourself, just tell the Lord all the things you're thankful for. Tell the Lord how much you love Him. The Lord loves to hear His children tell Him how much they love Him. We don't do that enough. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you know, if you've never been persistent in anything, or for the Lord, or in your prayers, whatever it might be, make today the first day. We need to always look forward and never look back. Never look back. I don't care how horrible what you went through, don't ever look back. Always look forward. When you look back, you become a pillar of salt. It's not what the Lord wants. Keep your eyes glued on the prize, and that's the Lord our God. That's Amen. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Just look forward. Never let your faith waver. Never be shakable. Always be unshakable. Praise the Lord. You know, persistence is also being loyal. And I'll tell you what. There's no one out there who's more loyal than the Lord. Because no matter how many times you fail, He knocks on your door over and over again, and He never stops. So He is the example of persistence. No matter how much of a hole you get into, He's still there. Come back. I love you. I know who you are. So praise the Lord in every chance you get. Be persistent in every prayer you have. May the Lord bless you and your family. That's all I have for today. Praise the Lord.